Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
From a $100 billion surplus to a $22 billion deficit. That's big change. And that's what California Governor Gavin Newsom says he predicts for the upcoming fiscal year. For more, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by KCBS insider Phil Matier. I'm getting some whiplash just reading that lead.
Yeah, it is kind of like a ride on a roller coaster, and that's how California does its state spending and tax collecting. You know, nobody likes to pay taxes, and we always like to pawn it off to somebody else. In this case, we like to pawn it off to the rich. And that's what we built a lot of our taxes in California on, is the idea that big money people are going to pay big bucks. And they do. Those people with stocks and investments and tech companies that make killings, well, they kick in a lot for the state's revenues. As a matter of fact, about 1% of the top earners contribute up to 25% of the income coming in. And when they don't make money, we don't get money. And in case you haven't been noticing, there's been a lot of cutbacks in the tech world, a lot of market variations going on. Interest rates could go up. It could get even worse. The rich aren't getting richer right now, and neither is the state of California.
That's right. Well, in California, we were so rich, we could send out stimulus checks now. Oh, wait, we're broke. So, Phil, is this formula going to change?
Oh, God. Margie, that was great. That was a great delivery there. Is the formula going to change? I don't see it. Back in 2009, Arnold Schwarzenegger put together a commission and to say, look, can we get off the roller coaster, maybe flatten this out, have everybody, you know, sort of pay more and just so it's even, so we don't have this up and down, bounce back and forth. And it went nowhere. It went nowhere because you don't like to change tax structures. It's just like, it's nitroglycerin in the hands of the lawmakers. They don't know what to do. They're going to tick somebody off. So it's always good to tax the rich. It sells well, but you got to hope that the rich stay rich. And when they don't, well, the idea was then, we'll put some money away in a rainy day fund. So we got $35 billion in a rainy day fund. And the interesting thing's going to be to watch is Gavin Newsom wants to keep it there because he's worried that things could get even worse. But a lot of the lawmakers say, no, you should dip into that and maybe we can send out some more checks. We'll see how it plays, Margie, but that's the ride we're on.
Thanks so much, KCBS insider Phil Matier.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.